Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the email address on the account?
Gary.Reynolds1958@gmail.com. Oh, shit.
I'm sorry, the zip code, sir?
67214.
Thank you. And for your first and last name?
Gary Reynolds.
Okay, and for security purposes, could you verify your shipping address for me, please?
3486 North Matthewson Avenue, Apartment 2, Wichita, Kansas, 67214.
Thank you. And I see that you ordered our tactical bag on May 4th, paying $574 for shipping and handling. How may I help you?
No. I just got charged $67 and something from y'all, and that bag wasn't like that. Where was it advertised? I can go back and look at it.
I'm sorry?
Where was the bag advertised?
Okay, sir, well, you could have did a survey.
Well, what I'm trying to tell you is, because, you know, I cook at all these surveys, I would never in my life or the next life spend that kind of money on any kind of bag.
Sir, you paid $5.74 for shipping and handling on May 4th. Now, this was a welcoming gift for you joining our Consumer Direct Savings Store, where you only had to pay the shipping and handling. In the terms and conditions, it stated that within the next 48 hours, you will be billed $67.32. That starts your first month membership and buys you a $125 gift card to the online discount shopping store.
No. I didn't agree to none of that. And there's no way in the hell that I do remember the bag, and I do remember it being free and paid for shipping and handling, and none of that other stuff was I aware of, because I would have been a fool to agree to it. I mean, I looked at my card today in my bank account, and I'm just now seeing this charge. That's why I'm calling, because I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Order to been placed, you would have had to agree to our terms and conditions.
Man, I don't know what to say about all these confusing surveys and sites and switch it up games, and you know what I'm talking about. Even though it ain't your company, there's a bunch of companies doing it. I don't want to be no victim of this crap, because I didn't agree to that. I agreed to something for free with me paying shipping and handling. That's all I agreed to, and that's all I intended to pay for. And I don't even need the bag, if that's the case, because it sure as hell ain't worth that.
Yes, sir. Well, I do apologize that information went unnoticed. Now, what I could go ahead and do for you is issue you a 35% refund, and this will also cancel the account to prevent all future charges.
I'm not going to be able to get a refund?
A 35% refund, and this will also cancel the account to prevent all future charges.
Well, a 35% refund isn't going to do much good when this charge just overdrew my account, and that's going to cost me another $15 that I didn't see coming. There's got to be something better than that, because...
Well,
again,
sir, the best that we could do with you agreeing to the terms and conditions is a 50% refund, and you should see that back into the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Yeah, it didn't take you a few minutes to take it off, and I got 24 hours to get the money back on, or else I'm penalized $15. Do you have a supervisor?
We do. I do, but we do follow the same protocol, sir.
I don't care if y'all follow the same protocol or not. I want to talk to your supervisor.
Okay, well, she's just going to explain the same thing to you. Now,
then I would like to hear it from them.
Okay, just give me one moment.
All right.
I'm still here, sir. Just bear with me one moment.
All right.
Yes, so I do have you being transferred over to my supervisor. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day. Just hold one moment.
All right, thank you.